This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Thursday, August 21st. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C. A. Neri, and I shall be your host for today. Today I get some distant cousins. Well, we ain't that close, but we are related. Acklands, Crooked Island, those are in-house. But I'm not just to have Acklands, Crooked Islands. I have those Bahamians who emigrated to the United States some decades ago, but they still have familiar ties to the Bahamas. And they have traveled from the United States to come back home because they say, no, the Bahamas is their, what do you call that thing, the navel string. This is the thing he's cut off and throw in the backyard. The Bahamas is their navel string. So they have returned back to the Bahamas looking for cousins. They are looking for cousins. I think their third family reunion now. Is it number three yet? Number three. Yes. They have their big third family reunion. The first one was great because they had, it was like a mecca. All kind of people from around the world came to the Bahamas for this family reunion. You notice I ain't called the name yet, right, of the family? They had all kind of people came from around the world to the Bahamas. Nassau became the mecca. It then grew to have a reunion in the United States. And then the family elected said they had so much fun. The American said. They said they had so much fun that they are returning to the Bahamas to have a major family reunion. And they're making a clarion call for all Benabies. You see, I get the name there. All Benabies and descendants of Benabies to come out to this family reunion. In fact, they have been doing some research. The research goes all the way to the 18th. Trees upon family trees in detail. They're trying to chronicle every Benabe and every Benabe descendants on one family tree. They have the narrative on how the Benabes came to the Bahamas, how the Benabes flourished in the Bahamas, how the Benabe took over Crooked Island and could claim all the property in Crooked Island. Then they say they go on to Acklands and claim some of the property in Acklands. And they are related to the Hannah Hastie times, to the Fergusons, the McFalls. They're related to everybody in Acklands and Crooked Island. Because one thing we know about Benabes, they like open up church. You missed that. You didn't expect that, hey, Cousin Barbara, right? I have my cousin Barbara Benabe Hepburn, who's in studio. And then I have an American cousin, Nettie Reeves, who is leading that American charge, who's responsible for all the communication, who's responsible for putting all the information and history of Benabes together, network with all these people from, because they have people who claim they're from Africa and they're Benabes, right? Her job is to collect all of that information so when people come to reunion and say, but I is here, but I don't know how I relate to you all, you go to Reeves and Reeves can say, tell me your Grammy name. Tell me your grandpa name, and I can research it for you right now. And if I can't find it right now, I'm going to take your name and do some more research that will embrace you inside the family of the Benabe family reunion here to tell us what all they're doing and why they're calling all of the Benabes to come home to this reunion exercise. I'm going to introduce again formally Miss Nettie Reeves, since she's the international one, to give us a history synopsis of why you're having a family reunion, why you reach out from the United States to these Bahamian set here, right? What is the objective? What is the goal? Why you all feel the need to still come together to reunite? Man, y'all being, the Benabes is a big family. It's hundreds of you all. Why is there a need to come together to send emails to reconnect? Let's start with that. Ms. Reeves.
Well, good morning. The key word you say is taking over, Benabe takeover. And in order for us to keep that takeover, we have to know where we're going and we have to know where we come from to keep going. And with that, the importance I have is to make sure that our linkage and our family heritage don't die. So we got to keep the reunions because when the younger kids come through, they have to understand where they come from, how much the soil is embedded with their DNA. And they have to keep that legacy living. And being that it's just not here in Nassau, Crooked Islands, or Acklands, but even in Florida. And in Florida, you learn that we're big. We're not just from Miami. We're taking over. We're in the Georgias. We're in the Virginias. So with that being said, to keep that family legacy going, you have to know where you come from to know where you're going. And one of my biggest goals is to keep that narrative of my cousins, who you are, where you derive from, where you think you're going. And that's the way we keep the family building.
I happen to see and assist my cousin Barnaby Hepburn, with the family tree. I thought Barnaby's was majority was in New Providence, because, you know, they moved from the family islands, mm-hmm. Crooked Island and Crooked Island and Acklands. But the majority of Barnabys lives in the United States.
A lot.
It's like it's hundreds of Barnabys descendants lives in the United States.
Ferguson's, yep. Barnabys.
And I'm finding now that these hundreds, these scores of Barnaby descendants want to come home, want to come return back to New Providence to understand where they come from. Mm-hmm. They're coming back to New Providence in droves. Families upon families, separate, independent families where you weren't aware of, who said, but no, I am a part of you. And when you find a family tree, you say, yes, you are a part of me. You are actually a second cousin. We close. Mm-hmm. You know, you're actually a third cousin. We still close. And they have decided to say, no, man, we need to be connected to the Bahamas. So they have decided to return home. But I'm going to go to Cousin Barbara now. Good. You work on the family tree. The family tree, right?
Yes, I did.
I want you to give a narrative of the family tree in terms of, is there five brothers, six brothers? Is it one person who came to the Bahamas and started off that Barnaby line? Exactly what is this Barnaby narrative? And at the same time, put on your headphone, because I see I have some callers coming in to ask about the Barnabys. But give me a narrative of who are the Barnabys. For those people who say, yes, my great-grandmother was a Barnaby, but I never know who they is. Tell me about the Barnabys.
Good morning. This morning, as my good cousin Aaron will say over there, I am the product of the preacher. So I'm the preacher's child. As he said, most Barnabys are preachers. So my father was a bishop and my mother was a preacher. And so the lineage of the Barnaby and what they're all about continues. Also, if you know the Barnabys, they like to have property. And so we want to continue the lineage. We want to make sure the children, future generation, always have a place in the Bahamas. Not only are we here in Nassau, we are hoping that the Barnabys will go back to Crooked Island. We have a lot in Nassau who moved away. But there's a movement to go back to Crooked Island, to go there and reclaim once was a vibrant community called Browns, which is just outside of True Blue, with the brothers. And so we will go now to the brothers. So the two brothers and the Fergusons, sometimes it's felt that the Ferguson might have been a brother and just wasn't from the marriage or something. So Brown, so you have the Fergusons and the two Barnaby brothers of Nehemiah and Cornelius.
So let me hash that out. So producer, prep that call for me too as we wait. So besides the Ferguson, who may be a relative, you're saying that there are two brothers, everybody starts from two brothers? What are the two names again?
So there are two brothers that it is researched to have come from Ghana. Mm-hmm. And the African name is Jubu and something along those lines. And that's where it started. And they were boat builders they came in to build boats or to just transverse the Bahamas. So that's where it got started, from the two brothers from Africa who came and, I guess, spread their oats in Crooked Island.
So who's Nehemiah and Cornelius?
Nehemiah and Cornelius are the sons of one of these brothers. I'm not certain which one, because the research has gone back so far. And the registry here, it's like everything is bits and pieces and nothing is straightforward. So the most we could find out that these two brothers are from one of these African who came over, not as slaves, as boat builders, and who, I guess, stayed in Crooked Island.
We can quickly go to the phone call right now, right? And as I investigate and tell the history of Benabees, right? Because I want to know if I'm a Benabee descendant and you have that story. Can I purchase that story from someone? But don't answer that yet. Let's go to the caller yet. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. We're talking to some, two Benabee descendants. One is from the United States. She's here to have this big Barbara Hepburn, Benabee Hepburn, who does heads the local chapter here. So let's go ask her some questions. Go ahead, caller. Okay, call again once, call back whilst we continue the conversation, right? So how did you meet your cousin, Nettie Reeves?
Well, most of the reunions I've attended, all three of those, last year was when we really connected because we got information via paper. So this is the cousin, that's the cousin, and the other one is the cousin. But I met her in person last year and we bonded right away. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we are part of that movement to document and to keep the family going. We do not want to lose the connection, and we will continue to get everybody. So everybody out there in radio line, if you are not connected to us, please call, send your information so we can get you on that family tree.
Let me pause you there and go back to Nettie to find out, how can people get in contact with you? I also haven't said the date for the reunion, but let's say the reunion date first. When is this reunion exercise?
Get excited. The reunion is actually this weekend.
This weekend here?
This weekend.
Yes. Is it too late for me to get tickets?
It's not too late.
Oh, okay.
Not too late to come and embrace and join. We will be starting off tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
The Courtyard Jacanubi, promptly at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tomorrow?
6 p.m. You can register. You can reach myself and or Barbara Hepburn.
How can you reach you all?
My number is out of state.
You can reach it by WhatsApp.
Yeah. If you call me WhatsApp, my direct number is 757-364-8921.
Do it again.
757-364-8921. We are open for everybody. There's no rejections.
So what's happening tomorrow then?
Tomorrow.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
The meet and greet.
The meet and greet. Mm-hmm. You're going to meet your cousins. It's a cousin festival. If you have yet to know how we started, this is time to come. It's time to meet those distant cousins, your U.S. cousin, your Bahamas cousins, your cousins that's coming from all over the globe. Mm-hmm. We have cousins coming as far as California.
Wow.
You know, so we have people that want to be involved, want to learn where our family is came from and where we're going.
So if I do not know how I'm connected to the Benabee, but I carry the Benabee last name, but I just never, my grammy never tell me who is my granddaddy, but it's a Benabee. I know it's a Benabee. Can I come out to this meet and greet and say, this is my granddaddy? And it will just be someone there to say, okay, I'll investigate that for you?
Yes.
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 And we'll also give you, you can also log into our family, what is called then?
Ancestry.
Ancestry.com.
The tree is there.
And you can go in and you can put your name mm-hmm. in, put your birth, and it will automatically build that linkage.
So you have something on Ancestry.com now?
Oh, yes.
And I just need to do a search of a name and it'll come up?
It is. If you put in your name and your information, your birthday, it will start to link you. And you will come to find out you're part of a big movement. You know, we're growing just not by knowing where we come from, but where we are. Because we're spread out. As we grow, we leave. And it's always good to find the ones that's away because you know how to bring them back. And reunions do that.
And on Sunday, we will have the family historian there.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
You know, tomorrow is Friday. Mm-hmm. You done skip Saturday. You can't go from Friday to Saturday.
No.
You got Friday and then Saturday.
Right.
And you start talking about Sunday.
No. Friday and Saturday is party time almost. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, we will have the family historian, Garnet,
Okay, Garnet Benneby.
Yes, mm-hmm. So he will give a talk on the lineage, where we came from. If you want to know, ask questions. So on Sunday at the luncheon, which will be always, mm-hmm. you can ask questions and find out how you're connected. We will have information there to collect your information to further add to the family tree. So any day you can find out, mm-hmm. because we have the family tree. But the family historian will
The official family historian will be there on Sunday.
On Sunday.
That's when you come and challenge him and ask questions, yes. and whatever name you want to know about, he gives you history on that.
Exactly.
I didn't get your contact because you're the local ambassador here for the family, for the Benneby family. And I think you run a Facebook group. I'm not sure what the name of that Facebook group about Benneby's. What is that?
The Facebook group is
The Benneby Chronicles.
Okay.
The Benneby Chronicles. And as I said before, it's Barbara Benneby Hepburn. And my number is 427-3570. 427-3570. You can call me, send me a WhatsApp. Even if you have a question about the family, if you want to be added, whatever you need to know, send it to me and I have the means to give you the information that you may need.
You mentioned that you have a social media handle on Facebook, Benneby Chronicles.
Yes.
What is Benneby Chronicles exactly?
Well, the Benneby Chronicles, as the lies, we are trying to get all the information, past, present, maybe the future children as they pop up. So we want to have we want to document everybody. And so the Chronicles is where you can go in, add your information, ask question, and we will answer there. So
can I come and post pictures and give information about my family if I'm a Benneby? Say, here, this is my family.
Yes, you can. And we will be monitored, but if it's from the family, it will be approved. And you can send pictures. We are collecting pictures, by the way. Yes. We are trying to collect pictures from family past and present. We'd like to have pictures of everybody.
So let's go back now. You're saying this is a 3-day event starting tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
So now let's go explain. So tomorrow is Friday the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Then something's going to happen on the 23rd, Saturday.
Yes.
And then the big finale is going to be on the 24th, Sunday.
Yes.
So let's go back to Friday, which is the meet and greet.
The meet and greet.
Where you say it's going to be and what time it's going to be again?
Junkanoo Beach, starting at 6 o'clock.
And say I didn't register yet, right? But I just hearing you all now on radio. I'm a Benneby descendant. I want to participate. I want to be involved. I want to bring my information. Is there a fee for this Friday? Well, how is this going? What is the cost so I can know how to do all 3 events? If I want to only want to do one event to come to the meet and greet, to give you some details about that.
Well, so we'll know what is happening. So we have the meet and greet on Friday. On Saturday, there's a beach. There's a beach function on the beach at Coral Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have a big barbecue, games. And then on the Sunday is the luncheon. Okay, the luncheon that will be after the church. We're going to the Root of the Benneby. That is the Church of God of Prophecy.
Oh, that's nice.
The big tabernacle, mm-hmm. as we call it, and with the brass band. And we'll have a good time there. And then following that, we'll have the luncheon at the Junkanoo Beach
Courtyard
mm-hmm. All right. on Sunday. So if you now want to, it's not too late.
I do. You say beach picnic, I'm a Benneby now.
Yeah, I know.
You're a Benneby.
Yeah. I know you're my cousin all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's $50 to register, which is best because once you register, the beach party is included.
Okay.
And so
I pay $50 to register and that includes the beach party automatically.
Yes.
I just need to show up and I get to eat food and swim.
Yes.
Okay.
And do whatever.
I don't have to bring my own sani.
No.
I just check it.
No, we got everything.
All right.
We got whatever you need for beaches there.
Okay.
And then the meet and greet tomorrow is $39.
So tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Friday,
mm-hmm.
at the beach hotel again?
Courtyard.
$39 mm-hmm. for that meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And what all that covers for tomorrow? That $39 I pay in for tomorrow. What all it covers?
You cover food. The hotel is preparing a nice, scrumptious, happy hour kind of meal. You'll have soft drinks. You'll get to meet your cousins. We'll play some games. And so just be a good time that you're paying for. And Saturday will be already covered.
Right.
And so that will be out on the beach on Coral Harbor. And on Sunday, that is $42. And again, we'll have a Sunday brunch, Bahamian style.
Where I gonna be?
Same place.
Junkanoo Courtyard.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that's when the historian's going to be there to do his singing.
All right. Yes. Now, I don't know about you all family, but here's what I need to know. Do I have to come to the church service to go to the luncheon?
No.
All right, because I got some pinching aunties. They'd be like, look here, you don't come and sit and eat with us if you don't come and worship and fellowship with us as well.
But I mean, you're welcome to worship with us. Yeah. No matter what it is, any what special church you go to.
Any special colors for the church service?
We are recommending, or it's suggested, that you wear blue or yellow so that they will be able to put you in, even if you know, if you see that color, at least you know that's where you sit.
And you better be people.
Yes.
All right. Now, my cousin's coming in from the States and around the world. When you all getting here, and where's the best opportunity for me, a Bahamian, you know, on the ground here, Benaby, to meet my Benaby cousins coming in?
The hotel. Come to Courtyard Junkanoo, and that's where pretty much where we will be gathering the whole weekend outside of beach day. Mm-hmm. Right. So that will be the meeting area, the fun area for everybody to collab. And if they want to go or show the U.S. people other places, we encourage that as well, because we want to learn Nassau. We want to see different places other than the tourist areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, you
also we also let me stick a pin in that. On Saturday morning, there's a tour.
Okay, cool.
That is going to go through Nassau, New Providence, out to Clifton.
Now, so you can how much time I have to register? Because that could be fun. Being on the bus with your cousins, yes. That could be fun. Mm-hmm. How much time I have to register? And if you all fill one bus, you're going to get another bus?
That's the
yes,
point.
Yes, but we probably will.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, HHT, one of the best parts, coming from the States and from across the globe, right? I even meet one cousin who tell me he married me. I had to run.
We used to do that in Ackland.
Yeah.
That's good.
What my American Benaby cousins bring in, like any, y'all just do boots on the ground?
Yes.
You know we're doing it.
Of course.
Because we need a Bahamian American boots on the ground off my.
Nelly, did you bring a fan or you got to buy a fan for
me? I bought all the fans.
And I have and I have extra fans.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, just come and find it out.
I always want to dance that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I can do most of it, but I make the wrong turn. So on Friday, I'm hoping to get it to perfect
it. That's what my American cousin tell me. Because he's on the dance floor. Yeah. He's like, you need somebody to make sure you make the right turn.
Right turn. Exactly.
Hold your waist.
Yeah. That's exactly
how he wanted to hold your waist.
Yeah. Don't look for me, though. Yeah. Okay? I'm not the dancer.
So let's talk about the American cousins and their legacy and their history and their narrative, right? There are scores of Benabys who left the Bahamas in general during the contract, and they started their own family branches there. Is there any grouping in the United States where Benabys meet, Benabys communicate, or this is all new and now everybody's coming home and connect?
Some of them congregate as families. Now that we know we are bigger, we try to get together. And we try not to make it just home-going celebrations. Mm-hmm. For those that we have families that try to make the backyard the place to meet, we have families that, like I say, stay in Georgia. We got one cousin that has a dance program. So she travels around and bring the family together. She shares when she's having events. So people go out and support her. Mm-hmm. And then that way she knows that, hey, if I don't have a crowd, I got my family.
Mm-hmm. Now, how in Florida we get, you know, Conkville is Bahamian people. They're like spots along the Florida coast. We know that's Bahamas. Where's the Benaby spots? Where y'all is be?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is Coconut where Grove. Yeah. I think a lot of them are
okay.
Coconut
Most
Grove.
Most of our roots are in Fort Lauderdale, Coconut Grove. Mm-hmm. Key West, I'm learning we have a good presence there, but not as much.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I see we have a caller now who wants to engage. Producer, let's prep that call so we can have them engage with us. And go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, we have the Benaby family here. They're having a big family reunion over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Well, what you want to know? Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Well, tell them, make sure when they have the Benaby family, right, do not play Monopoly or Uno. Because I guarantee you don't cuss at one each other at a family function. We pull out the Monopoly, we went on a trip, right? We pull out the, I went up in jail 4 times before everyone else passed school. So you know I'm talking on the family, right?
Mm.
But you're a Benavie?
But I'm sure you got a lot of real estate.
No, I'm learning everybody's real estate.
You take too long.
That's why. Are you talking to the family?
You must see half Auckland's. We don't like spend money. That's
no, exactly. Auckland. You know that, right? No, they want to keep that money in the bank.
Thank you very much.
Listen, just as an aside, we have Bahamian Monopoly. Okay, we have like at least 2 versions of Bahamian Monopoly. In fact, we have a lot of new local board games, young people producing them. So I know we're planning it for HHT when we go to Florida for our next reunion. We're taking all the games with us. You're going to have like a game night at that meet and greet. Will there be a space? Because I can lend Cousin Barbara lend me game. I can lend Cousin Barbara some game.
Good.
For our cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to have it Friday, and in particularly on Saturday. We want to have lots of games on Saturday.
Okay,
Friday
okay.
and Saturday. Saturday yes. is at the beach.
At the beach.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I have my aunt Lily.
Yes.
Right? Her daddy is Felix.
Yes.
You know them?
Of course. I grew up with Lily and the children. Auckland's Benicle Hill. Went to school.
Well, what do you mean you've been to school? No. Ain't nobody alive been to school in Auckland's no more. What you mean you grew up in Auckland's?
Yes,
and is Auckland's a part of the local Benabee homesteads?
Yes. Lovely Bay. Mm-hmm. And that's the east. I'm that directionally challenged. But I guess the eastern part.
Mm-hmm.
The Benabees are big in Lovely Bay. There's a bust there in Lovely Bay of Bill Scherr.
Okay.
And so it's big there. But yes, I went to school there. I'm part of the Pompey Bay, Hannah Tynes, Hasty. And I was born in Moran Bay, where my father came from Crooked Island. They came over, I guess, when the hurricane, I think the soil were compromised.
Yeah.
And they moved over to Auckland. So I walked to school more than 2 miles every morning to go to Pompey Bay.
That's why you look so fit.
The Pompey Bay. We call it Pompey Bay College because we're smarter than everybody else. So we walked to Pompey Bay School, and I was there until age 13.
So you moved to Nassau.
Cousin Reeves, this is important, right? Because you're growing up. All the Bahamians that tell you, like my daddy... So my paternal side, my father descended from Auckland's, right? And my father used to tell me this all the time. I used to walk 2 miles in the snow to go to school.
2 miles, more than 2 miles.
Right, but because there are Bahamians alive who can tell you that was their experience, right?
Yes.
That the appreciation for education was so, that young people understood this. This is my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get myself to school. And
earlier in this year, I took my son because he wanted to know from whence I came.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him to Auckland's and showed him where the family grew up in the time section in the bush. And I had him track where we went to school because he really wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was important for me to let my children know how I was brought up and how we grew up. And
when are you going to take Cousin Nettie there? Because she's in Nassau. She's in Auckland. She's in Crooked Island. When you get Cousin Nettie to one of these islands,
we're going
to
get her there maybe next year. This year, October, when I come
October,
back.
October, when you come back?
Okay.
We have a phone call now. And I want to know which, especially for Cousin Nettie, right? Which Benabee, what do you call that? The penultimate Benabee person you related
progenitor?
To. Your progenitor.
The oldest.
The oldest one you know. Okay. I can get this caller first, and then you tell me which Benabee, with the Benabee last name. Your name's Reeves. I want to know the Benabee you from.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio,
Hey, ask your guest me, right? If you show up there looking at toast food, if you would be seaweed or driftwood, which one would you be considered? Because I know you want to toast people food.
You know, ice toad.
Go ahead.
Thanks, caller. Go explain what seaweed and,
well,
and driftwood.
I learned what driftwood was when I went to Bimini.
Mm.
And we were visiting, and they said we were only seaweed because we didn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, I'm thinking, if you just visiting, you're like a seaweed that's floating or a driftwood that's drifting, right? But since I know driftwood, I'm not sure about that. I know driftwood.
Okay, I understand.
She belong.
Okay, I don't care what driftwood mean. That ain't me.
That ain't me. Exactly.
Good. So, Cousin Nettie, back to you.
which Benby, the penultimate, but progenitor, are you connected to?
Matilda is my grandmother. She's a Nehemiah.
Oh, so it's Nehemiah then Matilda?
Yes, that's my grandmother.
Benby. Oh, okay.
And that's my great-grandmother. Her daughter, Patty Mae Hyler, is my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And my father is her son, Anthony Reeves.
Okay. Yes. And it seems as if you know your generation, you can actually pinpoint it and go one to the next to the next to the next.
Well, it's a learning thing because, to be honest, last year was the first time I've met this side of my family.
Explain that. I want to understand what you mean.
Now, the first time you realized they existed or the first time you connected to them?
Connected.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, hey, you're the next generation. You need to learn this. You need to reach out. You need to put yourself in front of and you need to be a part of it. Because we knew where my grandmother came from, but we didn't know her people. Because when she came to the States, like we all do, we spread out. We start our own family. So her and her sister, one of my uncles who was a POA, that was all that we knew.
What's a POA?
Prisoner of War. Oh, POW.
Yeah, POW.
So that's all we knew until someone made a ancestry call and linked us back together.
So let's talk about that, right? You live in the United States. Barbara Hepburn lives here in Nassau. I want to know how the first family reunion came about. How y'all get in contact with American cousins? How do American cousins get in contact with you to say, we coming? We need to do a family reunion. Like, what is that narrative? What is that story that caused a family reunion to start?
Well, I'm kind of the last child of my father, Israel Benneby, who was the son of Nehemiah. And years ago in the Bahamas, many years ago, I somehow, Stanley, who was from my father's first marriage. And so the family was connected to Althea Duran in the U.S., who was very family-oriented. And so she was making contact with Benneby's in Nassau. And she would, and somehow I got connected because people said, well, yep, she's a Benneby. So word of mouth. In the Bahamas, we know how things go around. Be like, you're a Benneby? Okay. Oddly enough, I meet a lot of Bennebys because I look at them and I said, you look like a Benneby, right? You look like a Ferguson or a Benneby. And be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Bahamian style, the word of mouth get out in Nassau and we started connecting, adding phone numbers. And through Althea was one of the major ones in my, to my recollection, who made the contact with my cousins in Nassau, Uncle Felix and the likes, and from years, so it grew. And once we now, as like she said, when we met last year, and we realized that, you know, family is everything. I'm very family-oriented because I'm instrumental in the Hannah Tynes Hasty, I'm instrumental in this one, I'm instrumental in the Mark Falls, and so because of that, I and started connecting with people in the U.S. and here. And so if I know they were part, then I would tell them, join in.
And who made the arrangements becoming together?
Who made the arrangements
in
Nassau?
Yeah.
On this side, it was myself and a couple others who were part of the committee, but I'm basically responsible for it. So reach out to me.
Good. We're going to take this quick break. The Benneby's are having a big family reunion. They're having a big family reunion and starting tomorrow, Friday. It's starting at 6 p.m. What's the name of the hotel? You forget it.
Courtyard, Junkanoo Beach.
Yes. Starting tomorrow at Courtyard, Junkanoo Beach at 6 p.m. They have a meet and greet. And we can go back in detail about phone numbers and where to get the information from because it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You asked the most important question.
What's that is?
Benneby's could drink rum? Because, you know, on HD Times, I don't know if we could drink rum.
We can answer that after the break.
Yes. Okay. We're going to be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300. 502-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have representatives of the Benaby family. They're having a big family reunion this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a three-day event. I want to go over the prices again for those last-minute people like me who just don't know things, but they want to attend. Definitely want to attend either the meet and greet or the beach party, or just want to get that history from the historian, the official Benaby historian. But let's go over the prices again. Let's start with Friday. What's happening Friday? What's the price for Friday?
Friday meet and greet is $39.
$39 for Friday meet and greet. And yes. Where are they meeting and greeting?
Meet and greet will take place at the Courtyard Junkanoo Beach at 6 p.m.
You say 6 p.m., Courtyard Junkanoo Beach. And what should I expect then? What should be happening when I pay my $39?
You should expect to eat the traditional Bahamian happy hour.
Yes, macaroni. Go ahead.
Then you should expect to just have a jubilee. Meet with people, strangers, introduce yourself.
I like someone to be coordinating things, like have a concierge, because I'm shy, but I like meeting my cousins. I need someone to say, Cecil, move from over here and come talk to cousins.
Trust me, we're going to have some icebreakers. We're going to have some icebreakers to break up that we don't want. If you came with your mom, you don't need to sit with your mom.
No.
Because these are not strangers. This is family.
Is there anyone who coming from abroad who coming to the Bahamas for the first time? Or all you are being here at least once?
I don't know.
I think everybody's been here before.
Oh, these are the people who came to the first reunion, so they're coming back to the Bahamas.
Exactly.
And some of them visit, you know. Some of the family come back home occasionally, so they've been here on other occasions.
Okay. Exactly.
So that's Friday. Now let's talk about Saturday. What is Saturday? What's happening on Saturday? What's the price and where, when, and which?
Saturday is at the beach on Coral Harbor. The beach at Coral Harbor, that's free once
you register. So if I register and pay my $50, I come into this beach party.
And you could eat, be having chicken, macaroni, salad, corn.
Food. Any libations?
Of course, lots.
Because, you know, again, we need something to just wet it. Just so you don't shove the sore throat.
You know, like I said, the Benabies, as you mentioned earlier, we are not the drinking
You're religious.
Yeah,
really. Every Benny B.A. knows a pastor.
Hold up now. When you say religious in the Bahamas,
you're a church of God.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're a church of God religious, which mm-hmm. means a lot of the family won't be drinking.
They dry.
They dry. But
you think you judge too much?
I don't know, but that's fishing, right? But we will have that for available. Those who want to hide in the bush and drink it.
I know the Anglican Church, they said the men's section down there.
Yes.
Let's go to this call right here. Right? That's Friday and Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And we talk about too far. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're talking about the Benabees.
This is about the family reunion?
Yes, ma'am. About the family reunion.
Oh, okay. How much you said was for the ticket?
Okay, there's three sets of tickets, right? It all depends on which day you want to attend, but go ahead.
Attend the entire weekend at this rate is $131 per person. And okay. That will be your registration. That will come with Friday night meet and greet.
What's the phone number for somebody?
Okay, so are you on WhatsApp, ma'am?
There's an older lady.
Okay, I can give her my number.
All right.
She wouldn't need.
She says she's on WhatsApp, too.
Yeah, she can call regular or on WhatsApp.
The number?
So this is Barbara Benneby Hepburn. So my number is 427-3570. 427-3570.
Ma'am, before you go, bring some eligible bachelors. Because when I come with no money in my hand, I come in to find a husband.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
And the Benabees have money, so you'll be fine.
Oh, why thanking you.
So who all are the Benabees Caymans would recognize and say, okay, Benabees marry into this, or these people are involved in the Benabee family? What kind of surnames?
Well, the Benabees are closely related to the Ferguson.
The Ferguson.
As I said, because in Browns, pretty much is the Benabee, the Fergusons.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you extend out, you have the Delavos or the DeVos. I guess they almost one and the same, the Delavos,
mm-hmm.
The DeVos. And then you have the Farquharsons, right? Although I'm told there are two sets of Farquharsons, but Farquharsons is interchangeable with Ferguson's, the one from Crooked Island. The names were registered as Farquharson, Ferguson. The document we have for the grant is in Farquharson, Ferguson, the top part Ferguson, the other part Ferguson. The lady who did the affidavit for us to say, you know, this is what happened in Crooked Island, she's registered as Farquharson and mm-hmm. Ferguson on one document.
Yeah.
So we are closer to the Fergusons and the Delavos, and they're a Hannah that lived there that I think married into the Benabees.
Where is this again in Crooked Island?
Browns.
I was about to say where Browns is in Crooked Island.
So when you come from, the easiest point is the end, the furthest end away on the island. Again, I said I'm directionally challenged.
Any Benabee property there where I can say I come and help claim?
Yes and no. Okay, so when you come from...
If I was a Benabee, I want to know if I could come and help claim.
Yes, if you
are. You're a Benabee, that's the no part.
Right, so when you come from Lovely Bay,
and
you go into Crooked Island, the ferry take you to Cove.
Uh-huh.
So Cove is connected to the Browns. It's connected, so Browns Cove is kind of one and the same.
Okay.
So that's the end of the island, and it's beautiful. The beach is lovely.
That's Benabee property.
That's Benabee property. Benabee and Ferguson.
And I could go there and tell the oil people I built it.
Well, no. That's how it used to be. Now now you have to prove your lineage.
Yeah.
And it is something we're working on now.
Lillian was a Benabee? No?
But you have to prove that.
You got to prove that. Okay. Now, we're on Sunday now.
Okay.
We're on Sunday, right? What's happening Sunday? And give me the price for Sunday, too. And you said you're going to have a church service?
Yes.
Right? Any of Felix them going to be there?
Of course.
Felix them going to be there?
Mm-hmm. That's ground zero for the Benabees.
Okay, go ahead.
They'll all be there.
So, okay, let me squeeze this call in because we're soon going, but then we talk about Sunday. Go ahead, caller. Prince Patrick caller, too. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, good afternoon to my family. I hear you say you're a Benabees, and I'm a Ferguson. But I know Ferguson's from Crooked Island. Inez Ferguson and them.
No Inez Ferguson.
We have an Inez Ferguson mm-hmm. from Crooked Island. We have an Inez Ferguson, Snug Corner, Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my grandfather was the Reverend H.O. Ferguson.
Oh, yeah. You know him.
Okay, that's my mommy, Dottie. My mommy was Inez Ferguson.
Okay.
And my uncle Leander Ferguson, who started
the, I know him too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Elroy and all them Fergusons. Now, I need to get to this event.
Okay. Now,
give the number again, Cousin Barbara.
So contact me at, this is Barbara,
427-3570. 3570. Let me ask you one thing for you, because I know you all have a tight show. The Barnabys and the Fergusons, are they any close relatives to the Moss?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I have a Moss friend.
Yes, that Moss
telling
yes.
people that it's his cousin.
Yes. Yeah, that's
and
the name I forgot.
And he wants to claim mm-hmm. good people.
Right, so
you need to come and see the family tree.
Yeah, so it's the Fergusons, the Benaby Fergusons mm-hmm. are close, and then you have Moss. And then by extension, the other ones.
But my granddaddy, the Reverend H.O. Ferguson, before he died, he said that the Fark is no such thing as Farkerson.
Right, so I've heard.
They didn't spell their name wrong.
Yes, yes.
And they just spit.
I know H.O., I was his favorite pet. I know him.
Okay, all right. Well. That's my mommy daddy.
Okay.
Grand that I know. I don't know no grandmother. I don't know no granddaddy on my daddy's side.
Okay.
He's my only grand that I knew.
Okay.
Good. I appreciate you.
When you ever visit St. John's, then you walk through the western door, you walk straight to the wall, and you'll walk straight on his grave.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much, girl.
Yeah.
Good. You have a text here, Eric?
Yeah, I was just about to say, once they don't tell you your wife is your cousin uncle, we good. Remember to bring the eligible bachelors to the family reunion, please.
Yeah.
Blessings, CA and Lady Green, and blessings to all the Bahamian Benaby descendants. Abroad, may all their family reunion events be successful. An extra special hello to Barbara Benaby Hepburn. Please help your Hepburn husband and or whatever Hepburn family relations to organize a massive family reunion. There are Hepburns all over the place, but we don't see them. They have big family reunions. Please help them, Barbara.
You need to
Barbara.
Organize that too, Cousin Barbara.
So this is the mayor of Grand Bahama, and he's telling you, look how you have new business.
Which Hepburn from Grand Bahama?
this is the mayor from Grand Bahama.
Who's that?
He
just said the mayor?
Yeah.
Because I know that some of the Hepburns because I lived in Freeport.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, she said, text your first name, please.
So she can know.
But now you are the organizer of family reunions.
Yes.
You can market this. So does it call again?
Yeah.
Go ahead, call it Guy 3 a.m.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell me the connection between the Mosses, the
Benabins? They're all Ackland's names. They're all Ackland's names that you call just now.
Well, the Baines are, most of the Baines are connected from the Ackland side. So the Mosses are very, the Mosses are married into the Fergusons and the Benabys. Like you could hardly separate them. The Baines are from, mostly from Snook Corner in Ackland. So a lot of the Baines are from Ackland's, a few in Crooked Island, but that's mostly an Ackland's name.
Okay. And if they are connected, how is it that so many Baines and Moss speak Creole fluently?
How come?
Well, I can explain that.
Southern Islands.
The Southern Islands. Haiti was the capital in terms of Southern Islands, where to ship and buy stuff.
Trade.
And trade.
Ackland's long.
Well,
I can explain that.
They came into trade, but it was a trading post because I grew up with coming in from Haiti, for instance, Cuba, Haiti, and they came in and they stopped to all of the docks and mm-hmm. we bought, because Nassau was far. Yeah, and to get groceries, you know, it was far, so they came and they trade in mangoes and slippers, the leather slippers mm-hmm. and the taffia, that was the other side that we don't claim too much, and clothing, so they came in and they traded, and so they came and they went, and a lot of them stayed on the part Salina Point in mm-hmm. on the Ackland side, but and it was they didn't really stay like that. They had the Catholic church where
they had boarding school, and a lot of people from Ackland's went to boarding school in Haiti.
Yeah. Yes,
right?
And the radio station we listened to was Cape Haitian.
Mm-hmm. So you can imagine, there's a whole different history of the Bahamas there.
Yes. I tell you what, when you know the song, they can't find Jerry Roker in town. He wasn't in Nassau.
He was in Nassau.
Right.
He wasn't in Nassau.
Sunday, let's go over Sunday, and then we do a synopsis of what's happening again. Sunday is a church service. Where the church service is going to be again?
The church service is going to be at the Kojic Tabernacle.
The what tabernacle?
That's the Church of God.
The Church of God.
Oh, okay, I get that. Okay.
Big Tabernacle
on
East Street.
On East Street?
Yes.
Okay, Church of God. I don't even know they had a thing. They call it Church of God of Prophecy.
Yeah.
Yes, on East Street, the big one.
The big one.
The big one. Mm-hmm. And who's the bishop there? Who's the head person? Anyone still Benaby?
No, it's It's, Jesus, what's his name?
That's a homework.
Thompson.
I know Barnabys at one point in time, they all were some kind
they
of...
They all worshipped
him. Worship, yeah.
Yeah, Thompson is the overseer there now, and you have many of the Barnaby pastors, bishops, about 8 of them or 10 of them there, who are the pastors who worship there. So a lot of the Barnabys are there, but Thompson is the person in charge at that church.
Good. And I remember, if I try to remember what the Church of God narrative, the Fergusons and the penultimate leaders in the Church of God when they started spreading the gospel or whatever,
yes,
they started establishing church.
And
that's how they got that family. That's from all the way 1800s, early 1900s.
If you read that book that my cousin wrote, because I was careful, you will see my father, Israel, and Felix, and the Ferguson. They were the ones
fighting. What do you mean your cousin wrote?
Yes.
If I Was Careful is the name of the book?
Yep,
yes, because I Was Careful.
Because I Was Careful. What's the name of the cousin who wrote the book?
That was written by Felix.
Felix.
Felix
Barnaby.
Okay.
At the end of the show, give out your phone numbers one more time so people can contact you to buy tickets.
427-3570. Barbara Barnaby Hepburn, 427-3570.
Nett Reeves, 757-364-8921. 757-364-8921.
Bring the eligible bachelors. How are these young people supposed to make their way in life? Come meet your family. Come know who is your family and who ain't your family.
If you're the Barnaby or the Barnaby descendants or want to get access to that family tree, they're giving them the family tree at the event. Come to the family event and get access to the family tree. This entire family tree. Every Barnaby in the Bahamas name is going to be on that family tree. Come out. There's Guardian Radio AM. They have a look. We're excited.
How much your family tree cost?
Well, we can find out when they come out to the meet and greet.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on
up. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.